welcome to the next episode of Jagged with Jasravi. Subscribe to my channel for conversations at the edge with thought leaders from the marketing, branding, and the business world. Conversations that ignite new ideas. Ideas with rough and sharp edges. Hi, Harjeet. So nice to have you on my show.
Thank you, Jasravi. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. You have been building a great podcast, a very intellectual one for your followers. So please, pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Thank you, Harjeet. Harjeet, if I requested you to tweet your profile, what would you say?
I'm a corporate executive working in the media entertainment industry, empowering creators around the world.
Awesome. And empowering creators, I mean, isn't that a wonderful mission to have, especially now that we are in the creators economy? So, Harjeet, what would you say? How is the creator economy evolving? And if you had to pinpoint top three trends about this economy that marketers and advertisers should watch for, what would those be?
There are 50 million creators in the world. 2 million are full-time, over 2 million are full-time, right? And 47 million people are part-time creators. What's going on is more and more people are becoming creators is because there's more ad spend. You know, the brands, their way of investing into creators has evolved, right? I think the budget is now usually $5-6 billion, and we're going to probably see $100 billion in this decade just going into the creators economy in terms of ad spend. The top trends is, you know, creators are moving their fans from social networks to their own platforms. They're building their own websites, they're building their own platforms, right, where people can enter their data, show their interest, what they're looking, they can get their feedback. So they're creating a two-way street in terms of building content for what exactly they want to see. So Web 1.0 was basically appointment-based. And Media 1.0 is similar, right? Meaning you watched something at a particular time, a day, in a week. Then we now evolved into the Netflix and the Amazons and the Primes of the world. You watched something that is at your convenience. YouTube empowered it, right, to play. And now Media 3.0, you can communicate back and forth. You can take suggestions. And that is leading, you know, the creators moving their top fans to their own networks. Then the creators are becoming founders. So you see that in even when you're raising money, a lot of these creators are going to that angel rounds, the seed rounds. They're finding ways, hey, this is my fan following. You know, why don't you invest in me? I'll create e-commerce channels. This is the way I'll make more money. Then, you know, obviously the creators in the media ecosystem, you're seeing the creators wants to own their IPs or whatever the content they create. We're in the media entertainment business. So the creators wants to own a piece of the IP. So these are some of the trends that we are seeing in this market.
Creators becoming very powerful and controlling the interaction and impacting the interaction more meaningfully. How does your company Rainshine, Harjeet, develop new ways for creators to engage with audiences? If you could share with examples.
We call ourselves a Media 3.0 platform. The reason is, how about you make content? What's your favorite movie all time, Jasmine, if you don't mind asking? What's that movie? Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gums of the world. What is that movie that you probably go to? Or like my favorite, all-time favorite movie is Gladiator. It's like that movie I can watch over and over. What's your all-time favorite movie?
I like Sound of Music a lot because you said all-time. I saw it with my aunt when I was a child. And I was making my son go through the songs, you know, just some time back. So I really like that movie.
Okay, so imagine, so you said this movie is probably 20 years old, you know, meaning you still watch it. Sometimes you watch it on Netflix, sometimes you watch it on Amazon, sometimes on YouTube. Every 6 months to a year, it's on a different platform, right? So what's going on is somebody is selling those IP rights, right, for licensing it to somebody else for that particular time. So imagine these creators have millions of followers, tens of millions of followers. The movie goes into theaters or the TV series, wherever that is. Then they go to these platforms saying, hey, watch me here. And these fans have to pay these platforms some kind of a subscription fee on a monthly basis, right? So now you're paying a third party to watch your favorite creator or their products. So what Rainshine does is we are a B2B platform, so we are not a direct-to-consumer platform. We help creators, you know, movies, TV series, music, games. They have tens of millions of followers. We help them get directly to fans. Why don't you raise money? The concept of pre-booking that existed in, like, real estate, you probably purchase a piece of land, you're able to pre-book or reserve your land, or you reserve your condo, the apartments, what have you, merchandise, and then it gives them some time to build that project for you or the house of your dreams. It exists in many other industries, right? But in what if you have a chance to invest $1,000 into your favorite movie star that is coming out, right? The script that you really like, right? It could be on history, it could be on religion, it could be action, it could be horror. So what Rainshine does, our blockchain platform connects the creator with their fans, one, to pre-book to finance their projects. So the cost of making that product or a movie or a TV series comes lower. Number two is to invest into that piece of content or a movie, right? Imagine if I had the chance or you had the chance to invest $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000 to invest into your favorite creator, you would have done it. Just like the way you buy bonds, stocks, you don't even understand. 90% of the people don't even understand stocks and bonds, but they still buy it. They think it's a great way to get a retirement. What Rainshine does, like, we're trying to say, look, content is something you grew up by the time your child is 3 months or 6 months old. They're hooked on to iPhones, you know, Netflixes, the YouTubes of the world. What if you have a chance to invest into these, you know, into these projects? So that's what Rainshine does. We work with people who have, or creators who have created that social capital, I call it, who have developed a decent fan following and have them access their fans. So moving their fans from Instagram, Facebook into investors onto their own platform, they're able to create these experiences with their fans. Either will be pre-booking for a movie, or they're able to invest into their projects, or, you know, even buy their merchandise on these platforms in order to fund their next, you know, big project.
Okay. So, Harjeet, building profitable, enduring communities, the way you're doing it for creators, what can brands and businesses learn from this?
Brands are thinking about how do we become part of people. So they look at, okay, the age groups, the zip codes, which are important, density of population within zip codes that are important. So they're able to find the right creators within that zip code, I would say, or within that time slot, which within that age group, right? They're able to find those fan clubs, if I may. They want to promote products in very, very efficiently, right, and cost effective. And these brands, obviously, you know how much money brands spend. But now, more than ever, they're taking control of their capital and they want to spend it where to make the largest impact. More and more brands want a digital footprint rather than a physical footprint. Mm-hmm. And they're moving towards the Media 3.0 community, which is the creators have getting access to their community directly. You see a lot of these creators now, from the marketer's perspective, and, you know, these companies launching products, so and so creative is on their board, advising them so they can capture that particular market.
Yeah, because engagement has become so important. So brands have to learn from creators how to engage in a relevant manner and not just sell. So entertainment economy and creator economy has lots of lessons for brands, definitely. Harjeet, you've written about the verticals of the decentralized creator economy. Now, that's very interesting. And you're saying it is going to become mainstream and mature. And when you say the verticals of the traditional creator economy like Netflix, and I'm very amused that Netflix is already being called traditional creator economy, Netflix and YouTube. So they'll be taking a back seat. So could you explain what you mean by this decentralized concept?
When these creators are going and selling their products directly to Netflix, it becomes Netflix original, what have you, they're getting a portion of the money. Mm-hmm. You know, over 80-90% of the money goes to these larger platforms. I don't want to name anybody, but that's, you know who they are. So now the creators are saying, look, we should own this. What is the best way to make money? So the media 3.0 is going direct to fans. So like I said, pre-financing your content. Like I said, so imagine you create content, creators, if you put it up on your website or whatever, they can enter in a unique password and they can watch that content. And they don't have to pay $20 what you pay on Amazon or a bunch of other platforms to watch the content. Imagine you can watch it for $5.99 and still get 25 or 50% of the take rate, right? The take rate is very, very high for these platforms, and the creators do not make money. And if these issues are not resolved, and it looks like they're not, and you see that with a bunch of these, you know, Taylor Swift is one of them, Kendrick Lamar is another one, who went directly to their fans for music, right? And they had these issues. These creators couldn't go to their fans, and there were a lot of IP rights issues. The creators wants to own that IP. They want to have a say where this can go. What is there? Can I make more money by going directly? This is content that I created. What is the best way to make money out of this? And where I might not get the reach as the Netflix, but I will make more money. Do you, it's all, you know, rather than sending 20 million people, if you can send it to 100,000 people and make more money, what you're going to do? You're going to sell that to 100,000 people, rely on the word of mouth, it will spread like fire. So these fans will become your biggest brand ambassador for your projects.
Yeah, yeah. And I think when you said have a bit of a control in their future, have a say in what kind of music they create and have more freedom and even more involved relationships with their fans, I think it's a real win situation for creators. How does blockchain and NFT contribute to the decentralized creator economy, Harjeet?
Blockchain is just all about transparency. The whole Web 3.0, Media 3.0 brings that transparency. The whole contract. Have you ever invested in any movies in your life, Jessica?
No.
So I have invested in a few projects. There's no transparency when these contracts are between the team that's producing it versus distribution. The people who are investors, we're just there. Even in when you're investing in a publicly traded company, you're able to see some of the material information. There's a lot of rules, regulations around it. This is one in this industry which needs to transform. Technology transformation, have come a long way in terms of creating content. But the technology transparent on the back end of it, what the type of contracts or transparency, how much does so-and-so gets paid, how much the producers gets paid, where's the money being spent? Where was the over budget when you're making these projects? That's not there. So our platform is basically like an ERP for the whole industry. So anybody could use it. The NFT, that is the flavor of the decade, I would say, or this decade, where people wants to own a piece of these and they want to be part of the experimental economy as we are dropping, as we will drop NFT for bunch of these properties. So one of our properties is Young Captain Nemo, which is obviously everybody know about the Captain Nemo, which is the Disney platform. This is Young Captain Nemo living in California, descendant living in California. Obviously knows what is, the Captain Nemo was pushed into brink and he said, look, if I can't rule the land, I will rule the water, right? That type of a story. So we are raising money from the crowd. You could call it crowdfunding, but Young Captain Nemo has a huge fan following or already built community. the writer who wrote about this, he lives in Colorado, named James Henderson. So we will build that. We want the fans to be part of this. We want to make content investable. Content that up until this point, just like the way you invest into Uber, the way you invest into Airbnb or Make My Trip. Let's take the example of Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. You know who's in it. Hrithik Roshan is in it. I believe Shah Rukh Khan is in it. Amitabh Bachchan is in it. Three of the biggest stars. Imagine if they go to their fans to raise money for this. Instead of the financiers, now they're creating fans. They have a fan base who will promote those. That content through NFTs, right? Obviously, that's there's transparency. They know what the producers are getting. They know what the directors are getting. They know what the actors are getting. What type of rights they have as fans. For larger investors, they have larger other rights. So that's what we're building.
That's like a total transformation in terms of how things, will happen in the creators' economy, in the content creation, in the entertainment business itself. That's amazing. And Harjeet, currently major source of revenue for YouTube creators is coming from brand endorsements and brand sponsorships. What is likely to change?
A lot. A lot. And you already start to see it. You see it on Twitter. The concept of super follow has come up on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. Then the concept of tipping has come up. Then paid subscriptions to their newsletter has come up. So these are just this is just the beginning, digital content sales, right? And you've seen the involvement of from YouTube to TikTok to OnlyFans, right? And you see this. Other than just ad, people want to see, they want a piece of their creator. This will lead into live and virtual events. Metaverse is just just the beginning of it.
So you mentioned metaverse. Now let's go there. A really hot topic. And a lot of us don't really understand it fully. I mean, you've got to experience it. It's so experiential in such a new way of reality, perhaps, if I could say. So what kind of content you're creating in augmented reality, virtual reality, and metaverse?
Right now, we are very early in the metaverse. We are definitely, this is our vision in late 2022 and early 2023 in terms of Ringshine. So I really can't say much about this in terms of what we're creating. But I have experienced metaverse, right? Being part of several platforms, all of this. So you think about digital banking will move to metaverse. Fine eating dinery will move to metaverse. All of these restaurants will create a metaverse experience. The gear has to be little light, rather you look like a robot. But I think in coming decade, by the end of the decade, we'll be in a full metaverse where you can be in a meeting in one metaverse, enter another verse where they'll be together. In a digital world, you don't have to leave your world. We already see this. Look, in terms of the next generation that's there, they're spending a lot of time on phones, right? And I don't know what's your screen time, but mine is in double digits and I hate it. But that's the only way I know how to live.
This is amazing. The more it's developing, what do you think it says about the entire evolution, innovation in our society, Harjeet? And the way we are spending time, the way, whatever we prefer. Now, this is like, I'm just throwing it, whatever comes to your mind. What does it say about us as a society and the direction we are headed?
We're looking for different experiences. The whole point of traveling to different parts of the world is we live for experiences, right? And metaverse is one of that unique experience, right? Imagine you don't have to be in Greece. You could be in Greece in Central. Imagine you could be in Brazil. Imagine you could be, next to your favorite creators and watching the World Cup, which is coming at end of the year. So I think we adapt innovation. And the more, if you look at the world, especially look at a country like India, everybody is on their phone. They are a creators. Now, taking that next step, if there's technology that can empower them, be part of this, at a certain point, at a certain time, they could be live at a cricket match with so-and-so and pay money and and high five with their favorite stars in the metaverse. Sports team, in my opinion, are one of the most undervalued assets that I usually, even the founders of Range, I heard from him and others, that's it, because they have hundreds of millions of followers. Look at Cristiano Ronaldo, 700, 800, 900 million follower line, you know, Messi, Neymar, Tendulkar of the world, Virat Kohli, and to name a few, right? And the metaverse, they want to experience and be with their favorite creators and high five for some reason somewhere, right? Imagine Virat Kohli can do all of these tours virtually and still get to see the people that he needs to rather than meeting them in person.
The human's hunger for experiences and having within reach whatever they aspire for, and when you summed it up, no limitations. I mean, that's a very powerful pull that it'll have. And no wonder, like you said, like you're predicting, very soon everything is going to be there. So how are you now coming back to you know, creators economy? How are you attracting talent like creators and building it at scale? How do you do that?
We have access to, you know, a lot of people in the industry who are part of this, right? Through them, we get access to talent. Mm. And we've been very, very blessed in that regards, that where the founders have invested in the media and entertainment sectors in their previous life. So it's all this. At the end, the world is a relationship business. Mm-hmm. And we are here in terms of you know, transforming not just what we're doing, but we're here to transform the whole industry. And we'll make sure that Rainshine is playing a key role, you know, to not only empowering creators, obviously that's our vision, but also the studios who have worked and helped them unlock a lot of IP value for their content.
Hmm. So, Harjeet, it includes podcasters, right?
Yes, absolutely. We do have a very, very good podcast business. My friend Karen, he leads it. Obviously, he's here in New York. Happy to connect you to him.
Yeah, because same principles. I mean, it would be very empowering for this kind of content also, having your, you know, engaged communities, because one of the pull is to have like-minded people, you know, to interact with like-minded people, and the dynamics that happens is enriching. And of course, I mean, the money aspect of it comes into the picture eventually. I think, when it comes to creativity, the money typically used to take a backseat, but having access to money gives you more freedom to create what you want to create. And that is why that aspect of empowerment is also very beautiful for a creator, because you know, you're only giving your own voice more platform and more access and reach. So it impacts your creativity also in a positive way, you know, when you can have that kind of control. Just you know, just so I'm like really happy. Absolutely. For the empowerment for creators. Yeah.
No, podcast in terms of every one of us is a creator. Mm-hmm. We are knowledgeable somewhat, right? Somebody was telling me one of the favorite sneakers brands that I like here in New York. I bought it recently, you know, bought a pair of sneakers. He's like, Harjeet, what if I can go on YouTube and build a channel and teach people how to make sneakers from all the way from design? So he has been involved with Michael Jordan shoes and others. He's like, I would like to build this on a YouTube channel. I'm like, why do you even need a YouTube? Just put up a site, promote it, drive people to your business.
So this is rapid fire. So don't think and don't elaborate.
Yes, I am ready. Let's start.
Superb. Okay. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would that be?
Portugal.
Okay. What would you change about yourself if you had to?
Lose weight.
Okay.
Eat healthy.
What is your favorite childhood memory?
Being in Punjab on the farms.
Okay. What is your guilty pleasure?
Ice cream.
Okay. If you were to devote the rest of your life to philanthropy, what cause would you choose?
So many. Cancer.
What is your deepest fear?
Losing.
What is your greatest joy?
Life.
How would you like strangers to remember you?
I was an honest person.
What is the lesson that took you a long time to learn?
Being happy is an every day, every second, every minute. You have to live every day.
What is one missed opportunity that you wish you could have a second chance at?
Building a startup.
Okay, so Harjeet, I'd request you to share any online addresses, emails, any books, etc. So it will be part of show notes as well. If anyone of our audiences wants to reach out to you, then how should they do that?
You can send me an email or reach out to me on LinkedIn, harjeet.singh@rainshine.com. I do get to my emails. It might be a little delayed, obviously. but I do get to my emails. You can send to me harjeet@rainshine.com. Yes, I see. I read a lot about what you're building, and I love, you know, what you're building as an entrepreneur as well. Thediva.com. I enjoyed that. I think, you know, this is a fun show. This is a show that gives you access to the next wave of what's going on in each industry. I encourage you to watch it. I encourage you to listen to it. And I encourage you to become a creator.